7:19. It's John, Jay, and Rich, Arizona's morning show. 877-937-1047. Coming up this morning, actor Paul Walker will be on the show. Carrie Ann, the judge from Dancing with the Stars, within the next 45 minutes will be on the show. And then at 8:30 this morning, there's a brand new magazine for moms that are hot. Hot moms. We will have the founder of that magazine on the air. But right now, let's talk to our little Arizona movie critics, Don and John. Now, are they in New York?
Yes, we are.
Ooh, they're on a junket.
We don't know what a junket is, but we're on one.
By the end of tomorrow, we might have figured it out by then.
They use that term a lot when you're on a junket.
And they really?
I don't know where junket comes from, but
it gets on your nerves.
It's kind of weird. Yeah, it's what a junket is for people who don't know, and that's everybody, is they send people to a location to talk to the celebrities. So when you see Paul Walker sitting in front of a bunch of dogs and a poster, every single TV station in the world goes by and interviews him in front of that poster, and everybody gets like 5 minutes, and they move him in, and they move him out.
Yeah, so we're doing that same thing, but on the radio.
And for what movie are you there for?
She's the Man with Amanda Bynes and Robert Hoffman.
That looks really cool, by the way. That looks like my type of movie, because it's like one of those Bring It On kind of movies.
Yeah.
One of the You Got Served type of flicks, which is my favorite movie type.
It might be really good. We're going to see it tonight. We're going to talk to them about it tomorrow, and then it actually comes out March 17th.
Oh, wow. So you guys are way ahead.
Yeah. We're even seeing it before the premiere in L.A. Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
not really. If it was Star Wars or like Superman, yeah, wow.
Mission Impossible 3. That's
maybe,
what we want to go
next
on next.
Time.
Yeah, but to go see She's the Man, ooh, I can't wait.
I guess Amanda Bynes, though, is a huge star among the
Disney crowd.
Oh, my God. Nickelodeon? Like, she, like, owns Nickelodeon.
No, I'm sure. I know she's a star, but I'm just saying, for me, hey, you can see She's the Man before anybody else will fly out to New York City. Hey, you want to see
really
Superman?
What I'm really worried
about,
though, there. Is the other quote-unquote radio personalities. I mean, are we going to meet guys named, like, Ricky Frank and the Spaz or something?
We have no idea who's here.
Yeah, we're nervous about the whole thing.
I think it's just you guys.
Maybe so.
That would be all right.
Probably be more comfortable with that.
All right, so what are you guys reviewing for us today?
Well, this week was a little bit of a slow week for movies. In fact, there was only one premiere, and it was Running Scared. So that's what we're going to talk about this morning.
All right. I got to give you a little disclaimer before we start talking about Running Scared, though. I personally don't see what the big effing deal is, but if you have an effing problem with the effing F word, or for that matter, graphic violence or explicit sex, then this effing movie may be too effed up for you to see.
Really?
Okay, so after one very intense hanky-panky scene, some extreme violence, and about 127 F-words into Running Scared, you're sure that this movie should have really been rated NC-17 instead of R. Running Scared shows one night in the dark, raw, and brutal life of the mobster world. During a drug deal gone bad, Joey, who is played by Paul Walker, and his mob buddies, are ambushed by some dirty cops. When all is said and done, the cops are dead, and Joey is supposed to get rid of the murder weapons. As insurance, however, he doesn't get rid of the guns and hides them in the wall of his basement. His 10-year-old son, Nicky, and his best friend, Oleg, are playing down there one day and find the guns. Oleg steals one of them and shoots his cruel and abusive stepfather. Oleg runs away with the gun, forcing Joey to find him and the gun before his mob boss discovers that he really didn't dispose of the piece. Things are complicated by the fact that Oleg's stepfather, the one that he shot, his uncle, is the head of the rival mob.
Wow!
I know. In an intense race to save their lives, Joey and his wife Teresa, Nikki and Oleg must find the missing gun, outrun the dirty cops, befriend a hooker, battle child pornographers, confront a deranged pimp, and outsmart the mobsters.
I'm so in.
The movie is filled with twists and turns that blindside the audience, all leading to a very unexpected ending.
It's very raw, very intense, but as graphic as this movie is, because it has a really well-crafted story and extremely, extremely vivid portrayals of some colorful characters, this movie is one of the rare ones that actually makes graphic work. It does run a little long. It loses some momentum in the middle, so you got to have some patience, but it really delivers at the end. And I'm also fairly sure a lot of it was filmed using a helmet cam and a flashlight, which is kind of distracting, especially at the beginning. But you get used to it as it goes on. There is some of the story which is a little too extreme and far-fetched and too depressing, but pretty darn good movie overall, especially when you consider it should have been NC-17 for all the right reasons.
Yeah,
sex scene was as explicit as I've ever seen in a mainstream movie, and there's some pretty impressive full female frontal nudity going on.
And for the ladies, though, there was also some pretty impressive full backle male
nudity. You get a little Paul Walker in there.
Oh, you do.
Since you guys are interviewing him, I will tell you, we weren't impressed with him in 8 Below, but he actually did a really good job in this
movie. Do you get to see Paul's Walker?
Not his Walker.
Is that uncomfortable for you guys to be sitting next to each other watching a movie during the hardcore mattress mambo scenes?
You know, when we started this thing, it was uncomfortable. Yeah. Now we're so numb to it. Yeah. I don't think it bothers us.
After Hostel, it got us all ready for this movie.
Or that, or you guys sat and watched Brokeback Mountain together.
We didn't sit together for that one, remember?
This movie, Running Scared. So we just interviewed Roger Ebert. He said he loved it, and Randy saw it.
You talked to Roger Ebert?
Yeah.
Oh, you guys.
Like 30 minutes ago.
If you were offered free roses, would you send them to us or Roger Ebert?
he was auditioning. He wants your gig.
Oh, does he really? Bring it on. We heard him, actually. I don't think you guys want to go that route.
That's very funny. on our movie night traffic light, we are going to rate Running Scared yellow, only because it really should have been rated NC-17. Wow. But if you're up for an intense, very dark adult movie, this one is worth
it. I kind of want to see it now.
Yeah, it's good. Randy loved it, too.
You know, it's kind of weird while you're watching the movie, because there are parts like you're thinking, oh, this isn't going to be any good. And then the next minute, yeah, that was pretty cool. Oh, yeah, this isn't so good. Oh, wow, that was really cool. And at the end, you're going, yeah, cool movie. That was
okay, wait. Here's what I need to be clear about with you. You said there's some uncomfortable stuff, and I like that whole abusive stepfather stuff. Are those the scenes that get uncomfortable? Because I hate that stuff.
You know what's probably the most uncomfortable, at least for me, is the child pornography stuff that happens.
It's over the top.
It's real. I mean, they really...
They don't show anything, but they insinuate some stuff that is as bad.
Some really nasty stuff.
But it's just
do those people die?
We don't want to give that away.
It
sets you up for a nice revenge scene.
I need the bad people to die brutally in that kind of stuff.
And that's why they do it, I think.
You'll feel fine about that scene when it's over.
You'll feel good about the movie at the end, which is nice.
Cool. Pretty impressive, though. Paul Walker has the number one movie at the box office, does a Disney movie, then does this hardcore extreme movie.
Yeah. It sounds like this is over the top, too.
He shouldn't do any more Disney movies.
No,
this is what he needs to be doing.
He needs the raw, really rough kind of
movies. This or porn, because he was pretty good in the sex scene, too, as far as getting the girl going.
You know what I mean?
He took on the, it was in the laundry room, so he took on the washing machine head on. He wasn't afraid.
I wonder, wouldn't that be wild if he has the number one movie and the number two movie? Has that ever happened before?
I don't know, but I bet you it's going to happen.
Yeah, because there's nothing else out.
Yeah, I think it's bound to happen this time.
And I haven't seen any previews or anything for this movie.
I think it's really hard to do previews, because honestly, the F word is through the whole thing, and it is very violent. So previews have got to be tough for a movie like this.
The thing is, Running Scared originally was a movie with Billy Crystal and Gregory Hines.
I'm glad you brought that up, because I'm like, Running Scared? How come I see somebody tap dancing through that?
No, there was,
that was an actual ladies movie.
No, but there was no tap dancing in it.
But Gregory Hines is in it, and he tap dances.
No, he doesn't tap dance.
He doesn't tap dance?
No, Billy, it's a serious movie. It's a good movie.
Isn't Gregory Hines a dancer?
Yeah, but him and Billy Crystal, who's a comedian, are cops.
Yeah, that's a different storyline than
a great
this movie,
movie
altogether, yeah.
There's no dancing, there's no comedy. It's like a 48 Hours type of movie, where there's some like a Lethal Weapon. It was one of the first buddy cop movies. It was before Lethal Weapon and all that stuff, but it was a great movie. And Jimmy Smits was the bad guy.
Oh yeah.
Don't you remember they're in their long underwear and they're shooting people? And then it was that Michael McDonald song. That song that goes the one that goes Catch Me If You're Loving Down on Me.
Yeah, that doesn't help me at all.
No, do you know the song I'm talking about?
No, I don't think so.
Catch me. No,
get Roger Ebert back on the phone. He can reminisce with you, John Day.
All right, you guys. Hey, thanks a lot for being on the show. It's cool.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks, you guys.
Have fun in the Big Apple, if you will.
New York, New York, the only city with two names. The other name is Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
All right, it's 7:29, John Day and Rich, Arizona's Morning Show.